From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit as he brings the opening portion of a message based on Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." As Dr. Cairns will show, this statement is synonymous with regeneration. This is not a reference to becoming a member of a church, nor does it refer to water baptism. Paul is teaching here that it is by regeneration that the Holy Spirit brings us into vital union with Christ. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns answers the question, "Is baptism essential for salvation?" This is an excerpt from Q&A with Alan Cairns, found in video format on our website, ltbsradio.com.
According to some people, the Bible teaches you must be baptized to be saved. And this takes various forms. Some people believe that, for example, when a baby is baptized, it is actually regenerated, that it becomes at that point an inheritor of the kingdom of God. Of course, the Bible knows nothing of that. Then there are others who believe that while you're saved by faith, yet somehow or other, as one man put it to me, you meet the blood under the water, that you must be baptized. And if you're not baptized in water, then you don't have saving faith and you can't be saved. Now, let me try to address that. First of all, by saying this, that I would not undervalue the place of baptism in the Christian religion. A Christian should be baptized. The Bible really does not speak to us about unbaptized Christians. When you come to Christ, you should be baptized. So let's get that out of the way. But are you baptized because you're saved or in order to be saved? There are people who quote Acts chapter 2, verse 38, which says, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins." And they say, there you are. The word "for" is the Greek word "unto." You're baptized unto remission of sins. It's a little dangerous to decide you're going to establish this far-reaching dogma on the strength of your interpretation of a Greek preposition. I would argue that that preposition says the very opposite. You're not baptized in order to be saved, but because you're saved. If you go back to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, the Lord Jesus said that the people of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. And it's the very same preposition. They repented not in order to receive the preaching of Jonah, but because they had received it. It was in connection with that preaching that they repented. It was because they had received the preaching they repented. Now, that's the very same preposition that's used here. You repent and are baptized at, in connection with, or because you have received the remission of sins. Baptism is an emblematic or symbolic washing of water. Now, Peter tells us that it can't put away the filth of the flesh. Baptism doesn't put away the corruption of sin, but it is an emblem of it. But the reality is not in the water. The reality is when you're saved, justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So is baptism important? Yes, it is, because the Bible commands it. is baptism essential to salvation? No, that is going too far, and the texts that are used to support that do not support it at all. There are other texts that are used, and they are equally empty of genuine support of the opinion that you must be baptized to be saved, otherwise you will not be saved at all. You're saved by Christ, and you're baptized because of that, not in order to receive it.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the Great Revival, which took place in Ulster in 1859, a moving of God's Holy Spirit which saw literally thousands of people swept into the kingdom of God. Five of our Free Presbyterian ministers will deal with various aspects of the revival. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of the Reverend John Wiley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And what is the greatest need of the church today? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Some weeks now we have been considering in the Word of God the person and the work of the Holy Spirit of God. In our last study we turned to see what the Scriptures had to say on the subject of regeneration. And on that occasion I dealt with that subject in its strict sense. The impartation of life to dead souls by the sovereign act of God the Holy Spirit. But as we look into the Word of God, we find that regeneration can be looked at in a much wider sense. I have looked at it in that strict theological sense, a very biblical sense. But nonetheless, it has many ramifications. And today, and as the Lord leads in one or two studies to follow, I want us to think some more in this general area. Today we're turning to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, where we read, "By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Today I want us to think very specifically upon the baptism of the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. His baptism of His people into the body of Christ. Let me just say as an explanation that I believe this is one of those expressions in Scripture which may, to all intents and purposes, be taken as synonymous with regeneration or synonymous with the new birth. These are different expressions, and therefore they have different emphases. But nonetheless, they are dealing specifically with the one great basic truth. Today we're going to look at this aspect of regeneration and the new birth, the act of the Spirit of God baptizing His people into the body of Christ. Now I have three very simple statements to make upon this work of the Holy Ghost. When I say I have three simple statements to make, that always makes some people feel good. They think they'll get out before the roast beef is altogether incinerated. But I wouldn't be too sure, because you never know, there may be one or two other things under the three things that will come to mind. But very simply, let me point out to you where we're going today, what this means, baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ. First of all, we're going to look at this fact, that the Holy Spirit brings us into vital union with Christ. That is the first and basic meaning of this statement of Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. The Holy Spirit brings us into vital union with Christ. The second great truth here is that the Holy Spirit brings us into vital unity with all others who are baptized into Christ. So firstly, we're going to deal with the work of the Holy Ghost bringing us into union with Christ. And then secondly, the work of the Holy Ghost in bringing us into unity with all the rest of the people of God. And then thirdly, we're going to spend a little time thinking upon the relationship of the Spirit to the body. Because the third great truth here is that the Holy Spirit is the supplier and is the sustainer of the vital life of the church and of the individual Christian. If I could put it this way, what the soul is to the human body, the Spirit of God is to the mystical body, and to every member of it. So these then are the three great truths which the Apostle Paul is laying before us in these words. First of all, we're going to deal with this fact that by baptizing us into the body, the Holy Spirit brings us into vital union with Christ. The body here is the body of Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 23 speaks of the church which is His body. The church is Christ's body. And when Paul says we are baptized into the body, we must not take it that he is merely saying that we are brought into the communion of an earthly gathering of people. That is true. But that is only a subsidiary truth. It is a secondary and derived truth that would have no truth in it were it not first for this tremendously basic and important truth that by his work the Holy Spirit brings the Christian into the very unity of the body of Christ. He puts him in vital union with his Redeemer. Now I want you to get what Paul is saying. It is specifically by the regenerating action of God the Holy Spirit that men are brought into union with Jesus Christ. Now some of you have the privilege, at times when it's tough going, you might think the misfortune, to study the subject of theology. And what I have said may raise some questions in your mind. Because it is normally said by good, solid, Bible-believing theologians that faith is that which unites us to Christ. Now there is a sense in which that is true. We are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. There is a sense in which it is faith that unites us to Christ. And faith is isolated there from every other work of grace that leads to a work of man. Now let me explain this to you. What we mean simply by that is that we do not personally come into the consciousness of being in Christ. We do not come into the consciousness of the forgiveness of Christ. We do not come into the consciousness of righteousness imputed from Christ. Except by faith. We are justified by faith. We become God's children by faith. It is not by any other act. It is not by baptism. It is not by repentance on its own. Though don't get me wrong, I'll be preaching about repentance tonight. Repentance is the one side of the coin. Faith is the other. But there are people like those who have been taken up with that wicked system known as Romanism that have made repentance a separate thing from faith, and they have worked out a whole system of penitential works by which they hope to enter into Christ. It is by faith that a man is saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. God save us from ever departing from the simplicity of the gospel in that vital area. But you see, what Paul is dealing with here is not primarily our experience of forgiveness and justifying power, etc. He's going to the root of that experience. He's going to the cause of that experience. He is going to the great fundamental spiritual reality. In other words, he is saying that lying back of our faith, lying back of our decision, lying back of our coming to Christ, lying back of the first step that we ever took to the Son of God, there is a mighty action of God in his sovereign grace and power. I would to God that that branch of Christian doctrine would be preached by preachers today. I would to God that it would be realized that salvation is not experienced merely by any decision of the flesh. Salvation is not entered into by anything that man can do working upon his own depraved will. Salvation is experienced by faith, and that faith is the product of a prior gracious work of God. My friend, unless we get God back into the gospel, our churches are going to be in a sad way. We have bred a race of pseudo-Christians. The old Puritans spoke of them in many ways. People who had merely taught duties. They had been taught to do this, do that, do the other thing. Pray this, pray that, pray the other thing. And duty will lead to salvation. That's not the gospel. It's time that we got God back into the gospel. It's time that we got the sovereign grace of God back into the gospel. It's time that we realize that the first act that will do a man good is always God's act. That will lead us to pray that God will act. And when he does act, there are always the most blessed results following.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.